Hi Manfred, this is the first audio clip of the Global Campus Media Booth. The Global Campus Media Booth is an initiative of the press office of the Global Campus to collect personal stories that change the life of human rights defenders around the world. It's a one-minute clip and is about something that touched your heart during these particular challenging times and also in your personal story as Manfred Novak, human rights defender. I know you could tell us many, many stories. This is only the first, and we hope we're going to have many more. So if you could share with the Global Campus audiences, what changed your life and perspective during all these years of your work that change also your heart as a human rights defender?
The first thing that comes to my mind is already some time ago. As you know, I'm a little bit older. Already I was a young assistant professor at the University of Vienna. And then happened something that you know very well. The coup d'etat on 9/11/1973 in Chile, when the democratically elected government of Salvador Allende was overthrown, and he was really a bearer of hope. We all had the idea that is Marxism, but a third way between communism and Western liberal societies. And General Pinochet was one of the most brutal dictators. And I was really deeply touched by that because I had worked a lot in Latin America. I was traveling in Latin America. And for me, that was really a decisive moment to really get more active in human rights work. And I have one other memory when there are many refugees came to Austria, and we had started periodically about a different view on Latin America, more left-wing view on Latin America. And then I interviewed a guy called Eric Sott. And he told me about the terrible torture that he was subjected to by the Pinochet regime. And I was the interviewer, and I had to throw up. I couldn't really emotionally deal with it. And we became good friends. But at that time, I saw torture is nothing for me. I'm too sensitive for that. That time I didn't know that many years later I would become UN Special Rapporteur on torture, and I was interviewing thousands of torture survivors. So that's a development that you do, a personal development.
Thank you, Manfred, for your time. Thank you.